and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Carrie Thompson. Not related. Not even spelled the same.
We're long lost cousins.
Exactly. And Carrie is with Habitat for Humanity, and we are talking about the Whirlpool build. However, right now I want to go back and talk about the basics of Habitat. How do people become qualified for Habitat? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So there are three basic criteria to qualify for a Habitat home. First, the family has to be in need of housing. And so need for housing looks like a lot of things that we think about when we think about dilapidated housing.
Right.
They have holes in their roof, holes in the walls or in the floors, frequently of trailers. These days is what we're seeing a lot of. Lots of families now are living with no insulation at all in their homes.
Yep, that is so hard to believe.
Yeah, it's it's astounding, and some of them are paying $400-$500 a month to heat those homes in the winter. So you move into a place thinking it's affordable, you know, has a rent that you can afford, and then once you start living in it, you you understand that this is completely untenable for your family, and that you then are forced to choose between feeding your family or keeping them warm. And so so those are the kinds of things that we see a lot of. We also see various forms of unaffordability. People who have moved into a place just so they don't have to live in that dilapidated apartment or trailer. But again, they're paying 50% or more of their gross income. So that's not your take home even. Towards just their housing payments. And so that also qualifies. And then others who are just moving way too many people into a small space. And so our philosophy really is that when you give people the opportunity to have a safe, decent, affordable place to live, that they can really thrive as human beings.
Absolutely.
And so anything that's really preventing that, we consider a need for housing. The second criteria is the ability to pay for a house. We still have people in our community who think that we give houses away for free.
They are not free.
No,
they are not free.
Not
they pay market value for these houses. That's what they sell for. What we do give away is the opportunity to buy a house. And we do that with an interest-free mortgage. We have very low down payment. So so that threshold is decreased for families that are really living in poverty and and really can't get out of these situations enough to save up for a down payment. And then based on what your income is, we provide a second mortgage that's forgivable if you need assistance between the market value of the home and what you're able to afford. And so that full sales price, again, is market value. And so then we retain housing market values in the neighborhoods where we sell homes. The third criteria is a willingness to partner. And so that's what everybody thinks about when they think about Habitat. Our families are out on our job sites. They're in our ReStore. They are in our offices, volunteering hours towards their own homes and the homes of others. And then they also go through a series of homeownership classes. And these are quite extensive. Brian, as a realtor, I think that you probably wish that many of your clients have these kind of homeownership classes. They are, you know, how do you change a furnace filter and why?
Yes. Why is it important?
How
I'll
do
tell you.
Thank you, HFI. How do you patch a hole in drywall? What is the correct length to mow your lawn? If you've never had a lawn before, you don't know. And so you may cut it super short when it's not even all the way filled in. Not a great idea, right? So those classes, as well as a really extensive series of financial management classes, which it is a little counterintuitive, but they tend to be our family's favorite classes. They're they're
funny.
The game changers for them.
Sure.
They're the ones that they say, this really changed my life, and this is what is going to take me to the next level. And we start with them with basic budgeting. Some people already have that. It's amazing what kind of budget skills you need to live in poverty. It's an amazing skill to make those dollars stretch. So some of them already have some budget skills, but they don't know, for instance, how to save for college. Or even that college is a realistic possibility mm-hmm. for their family. And so our whole mission at Habitat really is to end that cycle of poverty. Mm-hmm. And by equipping families to really raise themselves out of poverty right. and up close to the middle class, mm-hmm. at least, mm-hmm. So that the next generation who, you know, their children growing up in Habitat homes can really take off. And our dream really is that every one of those children will be homeowners unassisted.
Right. Sure.
So they don't need this kind of opportunity. They already know how to make it, and they have the skills to mm-hmm. really grab a job that keeps them out of poverty as well.
I could listen to her talk like this all the time.
It's like such a no-brainer, and it's shocking that, you know, when you meet people and they think it's a handout.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like just kind of, it's like, no.
This house given to them.
Yeah, no. The time and money that they invest in themselves, and they invest money in this. I mean, they still have
to
be able to qualify for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to have a way to pay.
Yeah. If they're not employed, that, you know, those types of things, it's not, yeah.
And I think part of the reason that it is such a great partnership with the Kelley School of Business is because the leadership at Kelley and all of them really do get involved.
Right.
They see what an investment this mm-hmm. is into our community.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We're increasing the tax base mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. Our donors, when they give money to Habitat, they really think of it as an investment in their community.
It
because
is.
When you give to a house, that homeowner repays a mortgage, mm-hmm. and that helps us house another family.
Absolutely.
And so this investment in Habitat is a gift that keeps mm-hmm. giving in perpetuity
right.
to our community until we mm-hmm. solve this problem. And
right.
I think we all agree that there is there's plenty of housing need here.
Yes, there is a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a problem.
Well, and I love that, you know, one of my former careers, I've had mm-hmm. a few now, has been I was in social service,
right.
and I worked with a lot of families that were displaced or had to move
right.
a lot because they couldn't afford a house, and they moved schools, and it does to kids without that continuity,
mm-hmm.
these kids now have stability
right.
that wasn't there before. Even if they don't want to go to college, they're
right.
going to be better people in the end
mm-hmm.
because they know they've got a home. They
mm-hmm.
know they've got somewhere to lay their head at night. They know there's going to be food on the table. It's going to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important to not just – that's why Habitat is so much more than just building houses for families.
Yeah.
It's giving them a home mm-hmm. and giving them the tools that they need
right.
to make their family successful in this community, which isn't – that's what we all want.
Right. Well, and every child deserves a safe place to lay their head every night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean,
because how can we ever grow into everything, mm-hmm. into our full potential
right.
mm-hmm. if we don't have our basic needs met?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So looking at these children and wondering why they're not successful in the classroom,
right.
we can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They're cold all night.
Oh, yeah.
They
or they're tired. They haven't slept.
Right.
Exactly. Or they're hungry.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes really a continuum of services
mm-hmm.
to bring families out of poverty. And really, by the time they get to Habitat, they have really,
mm-hmm.
you know, this concept of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. I don't love that concept because
right.
we all get help somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But these families have really worked tremendously
mm-hmm.
hard in order to be able to take advantage of this
right.
opportunity. And for many of them, this really is the very final step out of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an amazing thing that we're doing here in this community.
Yeah.
And Kelley School is awesome for helping sponsor as well as Whirlpool. We've got to give them huge kudos for sponsoring this house and asking IU and Monroe
Absolutely.
County to do this.
Absolutely. And to the IU leadership who hosts us every year.
Absolutely. Well, tell people if they want to be involved in Habitat in the future, not just necessarily this build, but
that's right.
How
so,
can they...
so volunteer spots for this build are already filled predominantly, but in the future, please go to our website at monroecountyhabitat.org. There is a volunteer calendar there. You can sign up for an orientation and get yourself plugged in. You do not have to swing a hammer. If you are a cookie baker, if you are a phone
right.
answerer,
mm-hmm.
if you are a letter filer, we would love to have you at Habitat. And
mm-hmm.
if you have stuff laying around your house,
right.
that couch that you're about to replace, that
mm-hmm.
refrigerator that you're about to upgrade, please call our restorer
yep.
at 331-2660 and they will come pick it up. We would love to have it.
Awesome. Thank you for being here, Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.